never give, and never give, and never give up.
Welcome to Everybody Wants Something, a Degrassi Junior High podcast where two black millennials deep dive into a Canadian teen drama from the 80s, because why not? I'm your host, Sanique.
And I'm your other host, Lauren. Let's get started.
And we're back.
We're back, you guys. We're still alive. We hope you are too.
Yes. Yeah. I sure do. What you got there, Lauren? What you sipping on?
I am
I sound like someone's bike. What you got there?
I'm sipping on, I think I mentioned before in a podcast, I'm sipping on a vodka soda with Tito's vodka and then San Pellegrino Italian soda, the blood orange flavored.
Yeah. So. Is that the same thing you were drinking last time?
I think so. Yeah, I think so.
You know, I think next time we do a liquor store run, I'm gonna buy the ingredients for that and try it.
Oh
it
yeah, sounds, it's perfect.
You say what's in it, I'm like, this sounds so good.
Yeah, it's literally just vodka and that Italian soda, or like really any of those Italian sodas, because just like it's like a classy soda, you know, so it makes it feel like it's like a real cocktail that like a mixologist made. But you're just
I know for one, when I go to the grocery store during the quarantine, I like people to see what I'm buying. So like, I'm quarantining in style. Do you see this? I bought Kerrygold butter. Okay, like what are you buying?
Okay,
I didn't. I'm kidding, but like. The point is, you're just like, I only buy the best of the best.
It's actually funny, though, because that's, like, the kind of European style butter is really the only kind of butter you can kind of you really buy in China.
It's but, so good.
But I don't like it. Like, I don't, like, if I have to prefer, like, I don't know. I would actually prefer, like, regular style butter.
Really?
Like, American style, yeah. I don't know why.
I really like, I can't always find in the grocery stores, but when I was living in France, I hate saying words in French, I'm like an asshole, but président, like that butter, the president butter.
President butter.
Either
yeah.
I say it the right way or I say it the wrong way. Both sound annoying to me, but, I love that butter. Like it was really cheap there too. Cause it wasn't imported. Yeah. So I would buy like so much of it. Yeah. I would use so much of it too.
Yeah. I don't mind. Like, I think like, I don't know, but I definitely know, like, whenever I come home, I'm like, just, like, this night. I don't know. It's just, like, different.
You're like, listen, don't give me that butter shit. I want that margarine, okay? I want that 70% vegetable oil.
And that water. Crocker, that, was it Crocker Jack or... the brown bottle, the brown tub.
And the brown tub, right?
That never has butter in it. It always has some leftovers. Like, it
says, you know, we're African. I open it and it's like palm butter. I'm like, what the fuck? I those butter in here. I throw it across the room.
Always. Or like that. And then those like butter tin cookies, the tin of, but they never
that's
have.
That's a sewing kit. My Nana used to keep them in her bed, and so she put her sewing kit in.
Yes.
Like, you know what? Now I started sewing. I think I'm going to buy one of those just to, like, in honor of her, just put my sewing stuff in it.
But, like, why are these things, like, universal? Like, why did everyone decide, like, yes, this is where we're pointing our stuff? Like, because they're all sewing kits everywhere.
You know what container makes a bomb-ass sewing kit? Those butter tin cookies? You don't put your sewing shit in that shit? What? I feel like that's literally the conversation.
Right? Like, oh, my gosh. Just like so funny. Are you drinking anything, Sanique?
Yes, I have a glass of Chardonnay. It's
Black Box.
This is a heavy pour. This is a lot more wine than I plan on pouring.
That's a normal pour. Like, okay, I would say your glass is about like 3/4 full. Like,
well, I drank some of it.
Well, you know.
So there's more.
But like, think of like restaurant pours. Restaurant pours are like small. So like, anytime you're home, like drinking your own wine, you're obviously gonna pour more. It's like, it's either I can pour it all now, like, or I can have to get up like sooner than I anticipated to pour myself some more. So that's how I I'm gonna stay sitting here drinking. I might as well just pour myself more, so I have to get up again.
That's a good way to rationalize. I should just brought the box in here, but it's in the fridge.
See, that's a different level. That's when we're crossing a line.
I just keep the box wine like at the desk while we're recording. Like, I'm sorry, excuse me. You just hear like a little like dribble into my.
Just think, like, eventually, like, there's, like, different stages. Like, the stages of quarantine. There's, like, I, you know, civilized, like, a civilized wine pourer where I'm, like, still treating myself like a human. Then, you know, I'm just, like, slowly but surely, like, maybe filling up a full glass because I don't want to get up again. And then transitioning to just, like, a regular size cup. And then eventually you just stop using cups. You just stick a straw into the box and sip out of it.
To like Capri Sun and just like stab in the top.
Yes.
Well, on Sunday we did a virtual brunch with some friends of mine. Aww. And we got so drunk. Oh, I got so drunk on Sunday, like day drunk.
Oh.
And then like I had a hangover at like 9 p.m.
I mean, honestly, some of the worst hangovers I've ever had have been just drinking by myself. Like,
it was awful. I was hungover at 9 p.m. and then we're watching No Reservations. So it's like Anthony Bourdain, like in Austria, eating all this like salted meat. And I'm just like really nauseous. It's like, I can't look at this.
Oh my gosh.
And, like, I think the next episode you watch, he was in Ukraine and he's just doing shots of vodka. And my stomach was not happy. No. I was like, oh, I can't watch this.
Sometimes I remember the other day I was like feeling like not like super hungover, but I think I was like obviously I was like feeling something, but I remember I was scrolling through TikTok and I was like, I saw like, because it's like drinking everything on TikTok, and I was like, as people like were pouring themselves shots, I was like, oh no I gotta get out this gotta go to a different app. I can't handle this right now.
Yeah, I've heard. So I still haven't downloaded TikTok, and I don't know what I'm resisting, because I feel like everybody I know is like, they're on TikTok right now, because like, what else are you doing? But I heard they have drinking challenges, and I'm like, guys, enough is wrong right now. The last thing we need is for everyone to then develop a crippling addiction during this period, and now we all have to go to rehab after. Like, the healthcare system will already be shot. It can't sustain.
Oh,
the survivors of COVID, then like having to go to rehab.
We all just have cirrhosis of the liver. Like,
yeah, we can't. I drink a giant glass of wine.
But okay, so I'm gonna start with what am I consuming? Because I know it's an answer for both of us. So, yes. Sanika and I listened to a network. It's called Emotionally. They changed their network.
Solid Listen Network.
Yeah. And it has a lot of great podcasts on there that we mention sometimes. And one of the hosts on the network, Liz Bentley, she started a new Patreon feed for her time that she's not working full time anymore. And she's been like recapping like old like reality TV, like True Life, Fat Camp, everything. Like, it's just true gold,
which is honestly kismet, because we were talking about those things I think a couple episodes ago. We were like, oh my god, Fat Camp, oh my god, True Life, and it's like,
we manifested it.
Like, yes. Just what I needed.
But I have been watching, so this episodes that she's talking about, like, I've just broken down. I'm like, okay, well, I'm buying this episode to watch. So I watched True Life, I'm an Alcoholic from MTV, like 2005 or something. And I remember watching it like back then, and just like back then watching it, be like, oh my gosh, this girl's ridiculous. She's obnoxious. And then now, like in recent years, like since I'm becoming an adult, I'm like drinking. And I'm like, sometimes you joke and you're like, man, do I have a drinking problem? And then watching that, I'm like, oh no, I'm still good. Like,
I was like, yeah, no, I've never cried over spilling alcohol on the carpet. Not because I made a stain, because I spilled 5 gulps. I was like, you know how many gulps you spilled? What?
Oh my god.
Yes. I'm doing okay. I mean, at times I feel like my drinking can be problematic. I can say that. It's not problem drinking.
I'm not,
more like, that was a binge drinking session. I can own up to that happening occasionally. But to the extent where it's like, I can't hold out a job. I have the
shakes. I like need a beer in the morning.
They both were like 23. They were young. And like, you have shakes. Damn.
Yeah.
That's like intervention level. Like, that's the show Intervention level. Like 60-year-old alcoholic been drinking their whole life. Like,
yeah. Wow. So in the spectrum of quarantine drinking, we have putting a straw in your boxed wine. The step past that is getting the shakes, I think. So we're still in a good zone, I think.
Yes, I'm still hands still steady. So,
but I also have terrible balance to be good with. So, yeah. But
who's to say?
What have you been consuming lately?
So also those podcasts. Mm-hmm. I've been watching a lot of. The worst thing, you know, it's so funny because you can have like all these streaming services like Prime and you have so many movies, but I still buy movies. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I want to watch this specifically. So I've been watching just like a lot of like random shows like True Life. And also yesterday I bought, we've made reference to this movie, Persepolis, the movie with the Iran and the grandma talks about putting her titties in ice water.
Yeah.
I was watching that movie yesterday because I realized, I think that's like my favorite movie. Like Persepolis is actually like my favorite movie because I bought it and I was like, I hadn't seen it in like years. I'm like, oh my God, this movie is so good.
Yeah.
I could watch it every day.
Wait, hold on. Do you know how to spell it? Because I'm going to write it down because I'll definitely watch it.
Sure.
Give me a
Speaking
second.
Of which, I also just watched Akilah and the Bee, so now I can be her as I spell Persepolis for you. Are you ready?
Wait, what was that trick that she did to like help her with spelling?
She pat her leg. Tap her leg.
So make sure you pat your leg while you're spelling.
I'm doing it right now. Okay. Persepolis. Can I have the country of origin, please? The language of origin, please?
Iran.
Okay.
Arabic.
Can you use it? Oh no, it's Farsi. Can you use it? Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Sonique really likes the movie. It's not Persephone. You said
Persepolis.
Persepolis. That's okay. The sentence.
Okay, thank you. Persepolis. P E R S E P O L IS Persepolis?
I guess so.
I would love one of the scripts, like, judges were like, that sounds right. I don't know.
she's confident with her answer, so we're going to go with the yes. She's got that pat going on her leg. I trust her.
She's wearing glasses? I trust her.
Oh.
She looks smart.
Yes. Oh, that was such a good movie.
Yeah, so I'm still watching a lot of random movies and stuff and, you know, chilling out. I've been doing Needlepoint.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, it's one of my second little projects, and it's been very fun and very soothing. I like it.
Like, going back to the feminine roots of, like, doing Needlepoint by candlelight.
No, I truly feel like I'm on the Oregon Trail right now. Like, there is, and, like, a disease going around, and I'm just like, oh, gosh. I just hope little Jimmy doesn't get it, and I'm just sewing by the firelight.
All I'm saying is everyone just happens to, like, go back to their roots and, like, because the past three times I've been to the store, I've yet to find active yeast and flour. Like, is
everyone's
baking bread?
Fucking bread. I put it on my Facebook today. I was like, the one thing I've learned during these trying times is that white people love sourdough. Because every white person I know, including my boyfriend, who tried to get me to make sourdough, everyone I know is making sourdough. I'm like, I didn't get this memo. Like, listener, if you are Caucasian.
Of the Caucasian persuasion.
To Caucasian listeners, have you guys been making sourdough? And why? Did you get, like, a bat signal? Like, what... What made you do this? Because I don't get it.
It's the same. Okay, as we were mentioning with the same, like, the cookie tin sewing kit and the tub of butter that's used for leftovers, it's just a universal, like thing that is just culture-wide. And I think, you know, they're just, I think that's just what they do, maybe. I don't know. My mom did suggest that we make cinnamon rolls.
Like, does half of you feel like you should be making sourdough and the other half like you don't need that? You're like,
I did make homemade cinnamon rolls last night. So,
ooh.
And I had to use yeast and like had to like let stuff rise. So I think that's probably it.
We don't have sugar. Oh, we haven't been able to find sugar. And like really? Thankfully we have tons of flour. We just happen to have a lot of flour. When we go to the store, there's no sugar. So we haven't had sugar in, I think, 2 weeks now.
Are you going like keto now?
I guess. I didn't want to.
Like, you still got the added sugar. We're okay.
I know, we're fine. Let's jump into the episodes. So right now, we are on season 2, episode 11, Trust Me. Air date was March 14th, 1988. Synopsis, as Lauren says I say, which I do. Synopsis. The unexpected happens when Joey and Wheel spend the night at Snakes, and Spike is told she must finish the semester at home.
Oof.
Thoughts?
I just want to say that this episode gave me so much anxiety.
I literally was thinking about you when I was watching. I feel like Lauren is probably really nervous watching this.
Yeah, I think I mentioned at some point I was very much a rule follower and had a very strong sense of authority. And even if the authority was not there, like still being deathly afraid of the authority finding out of me breaking rules. So, because I feel like this, the whole situation, this episode with the Zit Remedy, like that dynamic, I feel like I was definitely in, like, as a child, mm-hmm. like, a few times, and I, like, have vivid memories of, like, being terrified, like, of being like, oh my gosh, they're gonna find out.
Yeah, I agree. I was like, this is a very risky situation.
Yeah.
Also, did this episode feel like it went by fast for you?
It did.
Did it go quick? It felt short, right? Was it shorter?
I don't think it was shorter. I think it just, like, I don't know.
Something about the pacing,
yeah.
right?
The pacing was very fast.
It ended like very quickly. I mean, it wasn't abrupt in that they didn't finish the story.
Yeah.
It just felt like, oh, that was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a very like lukewarm opinion of the episode. Like, just like, oh, this was fine.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't great, but also wasn't terrible. It was like, oh, this is okay.
Yeah, I think mostly like I was just like... It wasn't that, like hard-hitting or, like, exciting of an episode, but it also it's just, like, watching it now, like, there's, you know, when you, like, remember back on, like, shows of, like, what was your least favorite episode? Or, like, which episodes did you always skip through if you were rewatching or something? Mm-hmm. This would be one of the episodes that I skipped because it's, like, why do I not like watching it? It's because it gives you, you're getting very anxious watching it, Lauren.
You know what? I think I also skipped through this one when I would do rewatches. And not because I didn't like it, just because I was, like, it's just, like, was not that great, but also wasn't, like, it wasn't bad enough to, like, elicit strong emotions. It just was, like, it's an episode of Degrassi.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But anyway, so we get our cold open and Zit Remedy is, you know, chatting and it turns out they're saving up for an amp for their band.
Yeah.
And they're very excited about it. And Snake's parents are also going out of town and they're going to leave him alone. So he's like, yeah, I'm staying home. And Joey immediately is like, party. And my first thought was like, oh, are they going to have a party? It's like a party episode.
Right.
It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't. In fact, it was basically... Next Generation does an episode like this. It's almost the same thing, except Craig and his friends steal Joey's car this time and go on a joyride.
Yeah.
Remember, they try to get the tickets for that concert.
That is also an episode I always skipped over.
Same, because I don't care. Like, I just don't really care that much. So,
oh my gosh, that's terrifying. Like,
yeah,
but maybe not
this episode. I don't want to have like kids after watching this. Like, teenagers exactly. are the worst.
It's been like, they could be like that. And it's the thing is, like, my parents were never even that strict. I was that kid that's like even the thought of my parents possibly telling me that we're disappointed in you was like scared tactic enough that could possibly happen for me never to break any rules. So
I just was really boring. I just didn't have it in me to like make trouble or do something I wasn't supposed to do.
Yep.
Yeah, it wouldn't occur to me to, like, take the car. So I'm like, why would I do that?
Definitely not.
Yeah, definitely but not for Zit Remedy. So in our first scene after the theme song, we're at Radish's class. And Zit Remedy is trying to convince Snake to, like, have a party. Like, come on, let's do this party. It's going to be great. And it's Snake's like, no. Like, 20. Like, you guys don't know 10, 20 people. Shut up. And Snake's like, my parents trust me. And I'm like, of course they do. Like, if Snake was my son... Of the three members of Zit Remedy, Snake is the most trustworthy.
That's why they left him home alone. They're like, you're good.
Yeah. And he's very tall. So they're like, people will think you're an adult. So you'll be safe. Like, you'll be fine.
They're like, we're trying to get trashed at this wedding. Like, we don't want to have a kid, like judging us, you know?
I know. This really tall child just judging us. So, so they're like, yeah, no, we're not. I could not write my hand. I could not read my handwriting just now. Sorry, go ahead.
Is this the point when they like finally convince him that they can have the party or they can have a sleepover?
Yes, because they're like, oh, like they're talking about things getting broken, mm-hmm. and like Snake's like, have you ever been to a party where something hasn't gotten broken? And I'm like, you're right. That's actually fair. So then they decide, like, yeah, we're just going to sleep over.
But that's also a bit like, Snake, you've never been to a party. That's just what happens in movies. Like,
I mean, I've never been to a party that didn't end up with something getting broken or messed up. Not because they're so rowdy. It's just like, you just that's put up too many people in one room. Like, something's going to get broken. Like, it's like bowls in a china shop, basically.
I just
like
had
several of them.
I had a flashback just now to the apartment. When I first lived in China, all of the foreign teachers lived in the same building. It was basically like a college dorm. We would just have like different nights. We would have different parties at everybody's apartment or whatever.
Ooh, nice.
And one night we had a party at my friend Dylan's apartment. And for some reason, he like wasn't there. Like, he went to sleep or something. And someone had chalk and they like drew like penises like all over like the wall, and it's like,
oh my god,
it's like the paint is like the same texture of like plaster. It's like plaster paint. Yeah. So like, you can't wash that.
Like, yeah, it's just like you just have dicks on your wall.
Yeah. And I'm like, how old are we? Like, and also these apartments are ours. Like, we could, like, they're owned by the school. Like, we eventually have to move out of them, and they're gonna know who made these penises. Like,
did, like, were there ever any, like, repercussions because of the paintings or the drawings?
No, I think, like, a couple of us, like, went down to, like, wash them. So, like, now it just kind of looks like a dirty wall, but, like, it just said, like, a physically dirty wall instead of, like, a sexually dirty wall.
Yeah. Well, at least good on you guys for at least helping him. Like,
I didn't help them.
Okay, well then.
I was that person at the party be like, that's stupid, why are you doing that? And they're like, it's so funny.
That's fair. Yeah, you shouldn't have to clean it. You had nothing to do with it.
Because I was that person, it's like, the school's gonna find out and then they're gonna fire us from our jobs.
Laura just loves authority. She's like, guys, listen, like, we're gonna get in trouble. Like, guys, stop, guys. But I don't blame you. That's a mess.
Yeah.
So in our next scene, Spike is talking to the twins about, quote, the most emotional PTA meeting her mom's ever been to.
I mean,
wow. Okay.
Did they get that emotional? I don't know.
I know. It gets really emotional. I was like, were people crying, or was it just like people were angry, heated? Maybe heated. Yeah, okay. Heated, yeah. But a lot of parents want Spike out of the school. Mm-hmm. And one of the twins is like, what a bunch of jerks. And like, you tell them, girl. Erica or Heather.
Yeah, I don't know who said it, but yeah, it's like such a like classic teenager being like your friends, like Spike is having to deal with like some serious shit going on in her life and like serious like consequences or like things happening. And they're just like, oh, that's so dumb. Like, what a bitch. Like, what a jerk. They
have no other vocabulary. Except she's talking about like literally being out of school. It's like, oh, my mom grounded me. It's like, I have to leave school because I'm pregnant and 14. Exactly. Man, how lame.
Oh my gosh, you're not going to be able to go to the mall with us. Oh.
But what about the big dance? You can't go.
Exactly.
So right at that moment, Spike gets called to the principal's office, and I'm just like, oh, shoot.
I loved how, like, that was, like, the first, like, announcement over the loudspeaker that people paid attention to in the hallway. Like, the guy, like, he's constantly
people
talking.
People stopped and, like, looked at her and were, like reacted to it.
Shoot.
Yeah. I feel like at a certain point with the number of times that Mr. Lawrence is just fucking going off on the loudspeaker, it's just, right? Like, white noise. Like, who gives a fuck what he's talking about? Soled shoes on the gym. You know, be sure to be nice. I don't know. Like, there's a one time this happens, everyone's like, oh, my shit. God, Spike's been called to the office.
Yeah. They're like, damn, something serious
happening. But in the next scene, Zit Remedy is rehearsing, guess what song?
Their only song.
Everybody wants something. And it's so funny because they finish rehearsing. They're like, wow, that was really fun. What?
Honestly, the joy that they get out of like rehearsing and playing the same song over and over again, like, because they mastered it a while ago. Like, it's not like they've been still trying to like get better and better. They mastered it a long time ago, and the fact that they still get so excited, so happy, and still continue to rehearse after school, and it's like, wow.
I'm like, guys, learn a new goddamn song. And, like, I feel like this episode was very heavy with ad-libs. Like, I don't think a lot of this is scripted. So when they say, like, that was really fun, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's just, like, boys just be, like, excited. And yeah. I don't know who said, that was really fun. But I just think it was so, like, something very, like, sincere and pure about that. It's, like,
it was probably yeah, I guess bed.
Rehearsing the song for the 1,000th time was really fun for you. Like, that's. Wow, like, you need to get out more, kid.
Yeah, you guys need to have a party for sure. Like,
you really do. You want to see fun, Snake? Have a party, now you have fun. But, yeah, so, this actually, I think this is at the point, really, where Snake agrees to have him over. Yeah. Because they bring it up earlier, and he's like, yeah, he finally just, like, gives in, and they're excited.
The music got to him. He's like, I feel it now. Like, I feel the connection.
Yeah, he's like, wow, like, he's chasing the dragon at this point. He's like, that was really a rush. What else can happen after this? Like, right. Yes, I'll have my friends stay over. Yes, can't wait. So they're back. They're at Wheels. Wheels comes home, and his mom is like, "You have an optometrist appointment." I really had forgotten the plot of this episode. So I was like, "What? Why is this important?" She's like, "Yeah, you have to go to the optometrist. You've missed two appointments. We'll be charged on the third one if you miss it." I was like, "What the hell is happening?"
Yeah. Yeah, but, oh yeah, because we don't know, yeah, because I remember watching it, sorry, I'm like scatterbrained. I remember watching it, because I just watched it again today for the first time in a while, and I was the same way where I was like, so why is she making, like, she was making it such a big threat that, like, it's like, you yeah. have to get, and, but I feel like it was kind of a stretch, because I'm like, I never had that kind of pressure on me to get to a doctor's appointment.
Same. So, like, if I'm not mistaken, growing up, if you miss a doctor's appointment and you don't call them beforehand, I think they charge you. Like, I think that actually would happen. But, like,
maybe in Canada, because everything's free, they're just like, well, if you don't show up, then we're going to charge you.
Yeah, we'll give you two tries. If you miss both, it's fine. You get freebies. After the third one, though, we charge you. Like, we take your house. Like, because she acts like it's like, if you don't go, like, right? You'll lose everything. Like,
they basically have to, like, put up their house as, like, collateral to, like, get it up top.
It's like, it's actually what the Republicans have been warning us about universal health care. So, like, what the Canadians don't tell you is that. You lose it all. You miss one appointment. But yeah, it's also just like storytelling.
But you know that's some shit that they would use. They would. Oh my gosh, fucking Fox News.
Yeah, but like, it's like just like basic storytelling. Like, obviously, this is important because it wouldn't be in the episode if it wasn't of like going to come up. But just in that moment, not remembering why it was important, I was like, she's like. It was like Chekhov's, it's a Chekhov's optometrist appointment. Like, someone's going to have one this thing later, I know, but I don't know what's happening right now. Yeah. I'm very confused.
Yeah, it was confusing.
Yeah, but Wheels asked to sleep over at Snake. She's like, as long as it's okay with his parents. And little does she know, the parents are out of town.
Classic. To be back in the days when you, like you didn't have to get the phone confirmation, like, your parents didn't have to call. Well, I think, if I were to ask, like, my parents if I could sleep over at your house, they wouldn't call your mom, I guess, like, because they know him. But
yeah, no, but, absolutely not.
But I feel like even back then, they're like, hey, can I sleep in someone's house? And they're like, sure. I don't know. Sure. It's okay. there was no background check or anything.
Well, think about it. It's also, like, pre-helicopter parenting. So there was a time in the world's history where people just let their kids just go somewhere and was like, okay, be home by blank, and that was it. And it wasn't like a whole like when you talk to your parents, because same with me, like if I asked to sleep at your house, my mom wouldn't call your parents. Like,
yeah,
I think, but it also was because I was never in trouble.
Yeah,
it checked out. I was like, I'm gonna sleep at Lauren's house. It was like, okay, like,
yeah,
how are you getting there? Am I driving you? You know, like, it would be, let's like, okay, fine, she'll drop me off, she'll let me tuck and roll out of the car, and she'll speed off.
Oh my gosh, I saw this meme the other day, and I thought exactly of you, and it was like a meme, like a 2000s meme, and it was like, you calling your friend to say, like, hey, My mom said that she could drive us to the mall if your mom could drive us back.
Yes.
I was like, oh my gosh, like that was the communication. Like, we were basically the middleman between our parents, being like, okay, like, I know so-and-so, it's okay, but like I'll scratch your back, they have to scratch mine. Like,
basically, but also I'm never going to talk to your friend's mm-hmm. parents, because mm-hmm. I feel like we met that one time when you first became friends, and I'm like, okay, I don't want to see him ever again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's why I always was kind of like amazed by people, because my mom is interesting in that my mom was never friends with any of my friends' parents. Like,
oh, mine either.
Not a single one. But I
maybe
know that people,
maybe that's why we're friends. We know our parents.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know what it is, but like, I knew people when I was in school whose like parents were friends with their friends' parents.
Yeah.
And like, they would like chat and like had relationships. And I remember thinking, like, is my mom just weird? Like, I don't understand, like, how, like, I don't know. Like, I would be with some yeah. friends and they're just like, yeah, like, it felt so alien to me to see two sets of parents just like shooting the shit. I'm yeah. like, weird. Like,
and no, I think that's weird too. And I'm like, you guys are all too close. Like, it's weird. Like, stop.
Yeah, I feel like if my mom, maybe I got so used to it, if my mom had started being friends with, like, your parents, I'd be like, mommy, get your own friends. Get the fuck out. Like, she's my friend. Those are her parents. Find your own people. I'm really upset about it. Mommy, stop. You're embarrassing me.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
So we're at school and Joey and Wheels like bring their sleeping bags, and that's literally all that happens.
I know. I love how they're both. At first I was like, wait, are they sleeping at the school? Then I was like, oh, right. They all like, you have to go home first. Like,
I guess. I'm like, you could just run by your, I guess, just go to your house and I'll figure your sleep. Okay, but fine. But yes, you want like people to know, like, I have plans tonight. Like, I have sleeping bag.
Like, sleeping bag under their arm. Like, we give each other the nod to other sleeping bag holders, and then everyone else that doesn't have a sleeping bag just feels left out and outcast.
They're like, wow, where are they sleeping tonight?
Oh, man.
But Spike, in the next scene, is talking to the twins yet again. And she's like, I guess now we're not seeing Stephanie K anymore. It's just like, now Spike is best friends with the twins.
Yeah, I think she'll definitely be in the last episode. But yeah, she's about to peace out.
Yeah, they're like,
she's on her way out for sure.
Yeah. Sorry, spoiler guys, but 70K is on her way out.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you. She's telling the twins about like how she has to leave the school. And yeah. She's like, it's like I got the plague. Don't touch me. It might be catching. She's very snippy and upset. And I'm like,
I know, you're mad at the wrong people, Spike.
You're mad at the wrong people. They're your friend. They're on your side. Remember, like, said that the parents were jerks, so they're on your side. But, you know, she's stressed out. She's stressed out. She's been kicked out of school, and she's pregnant, so the hormones. Mm. And, you know, she's just on one. But as you said, they do ask Mr. Radich about, like, Mr. Radich. I thought I was saying Mr. Owl.
It's the same tone. It's the same tone.
Mr. Radich, isn't it unfair that Spike can't stay in school with us? Like, typical twins just, like, I don't know, having a moment. Which is funny, though, because this is an episode after we saw Caitlin do something similar. And it's more uncomfortable than the letter, I feel like. Because, like, now everyone's talking around her, in front of her. Exactly. And she just has to be, like, collecting her books and like hiding her belly.
Just like trying to get out of class, but everyone's blocking the door. She can't even walk outside.
And she's huge at this point, so like you can't even blow by us. But he's like, I mean Mr. Radich is like, you know, he's like Tub City basically. Like,
he's like the taxpayer dollars, like this and that. Branches of government. Like, he's just like throwing out terms. It's just like,
I honestly, it's Friday. I was just like, listen, y'all, last bell just rang. Like, I have a porn shoot to get to,
and there's gotta be rush hour traffic, so get the fuck out of here. Like,
so but when they're having this conversation though about like Ratchet's opinion, sit around, you'll go fuck. Like, oh, they're like, no. They're having a conversation. They're like, let's get out of here. I was like,
they like, do not care at all. about the wellness of Spike.
But
Wheels was like, wait, I want to hear this. And I'm like, why does Wheels want to hear it?
Yeah.
Why is he invested?
I wonder, well, maybe he's invested because remember we did have the whole thing about how his mom was a teen mom and like.
Oh, right.
So it could be that he just is a little bit more like, you know, sensitive to That's it true. And like aware of it. But Joey's like, I want to get the fuck out of here. Like, who cares? She's pregnant.
And, we have a sleepover to get to.
I know. We're missing out all the righteous sleeping we can be doing right now. But the twins are like, at some point, I think the twins are like, we all know she's pregnant. And like, Spike is just.
Oh, gosh. She just wants to get out of it. And
reason enough for Spike to leave school is like, people just keep talking about her in front of her. And it's awful. Like, girl, run home. But she's going to finish her year at home.
Yeah.
And Matt is like, someone needs to take her homework. So the twins are like, we'll do it. And I'm like, great, I guess.
And Spike is like, damn it. Like, Spike at that point was like, listen, I don't care about going to school anymore. These people are weird. They're freaking me the heck out. And these twins won't leave me alone.
And everyone here is way too invested in like
my friends. Leave my baby alone, please.
Basically. But next we're at Snake's house and his parents are leaving. And Joey and Wheels are like hiding in the bushes, but not well. Okay, Joey's hat was like super cute. That little, like velvet, like fedora. It was a really nice shade of burgundy or something. I was like, ooh, like I like that.
Sneak, are you getting the hots for Mr. Joey Jeremiah?
No, I liked his hat. That is still technically a child that I'm watching on screen. I know he's a grown man now. I'm just saying, I'm not gonna lie. Like, if I were to run into the actor played Joey Jeremiah today, I'm like, ooh, cute. I love that. Like a little bald head. I'll just like rub his head. But like, this is a child we're talking about.
Okay.
I like his hat.
Okay. All I'm saying is like, I think listener, I think we're having a convert over here. I think we're getting like a Joey apologist now. So
he's going to be a Joey apologist. Well, I haven't shit talked to him in a while, but
We're about to shit talk him now because he's an asshole the rest of the episode.
Yeah, he's an asshole the rest of the episode. True to form. But yeah. Snake's parents like dip out and they left the car because they took a cab.
They're trying to get fucked up.
So they leave. And of course, Joey is like, let's take him for a spin. And they're like, no. And Joey's like, I've driven a car. And again, Snake is like, no, you fucking idiot. So he's like, like, I'm going to drive. Like, he's like very excited about this car being left alone. And it's like, remember when being able to drive was like exciting?
Yeah. It was.
And, like, the idea of getting behind the wheel of a car was like, oh, I'm going to drive. And now it's like, oh, I have to drive? Like, I don't want to.
Like, it's truly a burden. Like, for sure. Oh, man.
Fun fact about me, it took me 5 times to get my license.
No, it didn't.
You didn't know this?
No. Wait, you learned how to drive later, though. I do remember that.
I did. So, my journey was a lot. Because I... So my dad bought me a car the summer before, I want to say senior year of high school. And I had that car parked for a whole year. And I could not drive because I didn't have my license. And like,
you had me fooled because I literally did it. Yeah. I think I didn't even think about it.
That's funny thing. I was always in your car because I couldn't drive.
I think in my mind, I was like, you had your dad, it was like from Pennsylvania, but like you had it been registered or something in Maryland or.
No, I just couldn't drive it. Like, so like, okay, my dad got me a car because he was trying to atone for his sins and he got me a car. And I was like, thanks, dad. It's really ugly, but like, thank you. Thanks. And, it was like a used like Ford Taurus, like 1992, like it was old. And I was like, but I was excited about it. I was like, oh shit, I'm gonna drive it. The important part was like, I'm gonna have a car and drive. But the problem was that I think I started learning to drive at the normal age. Like my mom,
did you get your permit? Okay.
When I was like 15, I think it was 15 and a half ish was when I usually got it. Got my permit at the normal age. My mom was very reluctant to practice driving with me. She would do it, but she was very like not like supportive of it. So I was like, who's going to help me? But anyway, she would help me. Eventually, I took driver's ed one summer and I finished driver's ed. And my problem was that, and it was so heartbreaking for me. I had the worst time trying to parallel park. So I kept failing the test because I could not parallel park. I would hit the cone. I wouldn't do it fast enough. All kinds of bullshit. The irony being that right now, I'm phenomenal at parallel park.
You have to parallel park all the time.
I do it all the time.
So I can't do it.
I don't want it. No, I will toot my horn. Yeah. It's the one skill I have where I'm like, when I get my car ready to park, I'm just like, boom. Like, I'm quick as fuck. I'm so, like,
skilled at it.
I whip that shit. I'm like, yes, I'm so good at it. But it took me 5 times before I finally passed my test. And I think I cried when I passed it. I was like, it was so frustrating. Yeah.
Well, I think, like, even, like, the rules around, like, you can't even make a mistake. Like, the amount of, talking about, like, a licensed driver right now, if I had a parallel park, I am going to have to take at least 2 or 3 times to get to the like.
A lot of people do. It's challenging if you're not, like, the rules, you don't do it a lot.
Yeah, the rules that are DMV where, like, you had a time limit, you had to get within a certain distance, and you could only have, like, a certain amount of moves, or, like, they were so strict about it, and it's just, like, this isn't realistic.
So you couldn't, like, do a lot of, like inching your way in. It had to be clean, like...
Yeah.
Like, very clean, like,
right?
You know.
And I remember, my mom did want to help me with my driving, but I hated parallel parking so much. And I remember, like, I think that's the only time I can really remember being, like so frustrated with my mom, just because, like, I can't do it, like, because I'm having trouble with it, but, like, she's the only person I can get angry at because I'm not doing it right. But she's obviously just trying to help me, but, like, I'm having flashbacks right now, like, in some, like, empty school parking lot, and she's just like, all right, well, do you just want to go home? Like,
That would happen with my mom and I so much too, but she says the other day, she's like, well, you just get very frustrated. I'm like, no, you also lack patience. We both got frustrated.
Right, exactly.
I'd be mad at you because, like, you wouldn't, like, have patience with me and vice versa. So it's like, we just were angry and it's like, can I go home? And I'm like crying. Like, yes, I gotta go home. I was like upset. It's like, you little bitch.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Man. Another reason not to have kids is you have to teach them how to drive.
I know. Right. Yeah.
By then we'll have, like, robot cars or something.
Oh yeah. We're gonna have self-driving cars by then. So I don't
flying cars for sure. Definitely.
Yeah,
like, if we don't have flying cars by the time we have kids, like, what's the point?
I mean, we can't even handle a pandemic. We're not getting flying cars, Warren. I'm sorry. We hate to break it to you, but it's not happening in our lifetime.
I'm so sad.
I know. I'm sorry, sweetie.
But, okay, so, but this scene right here with Snake and Joey and Wheels, like, when Snake was, like, getting so, like, antsy and being like, Joey, turn off the car. Telling you, like,
it was so you.
The first time I watched this episode, because again, first time watching it, I don't remember, like, I didn't remember this episode at all. And so I remember, like, watching it, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, he's gonna fucking crash the car. Like, stop, Joey. Like, stop. Like, turn off the car. Like, you know, like, the same kind of, like, I get the same kind of anxiety with anyone. Like, maybe not the same, but, like maybe, like, a small differential of, like, people, like, holding guns that are being joking around with it, and people, like, that shouldn't be driving cars, like, drunk people or underage people trying to drive a car, like, that same anxiety where it's like, someone's going to die. Like, that's gonna happen.
I mean, I don't blame you. It was very foolish, but thankfully he does not drive a car. Well, not yet. But later on, the boys are watching a movie. So, fun fact, I realized watching Prime, they have trivia.
Ooh. Oh yeah.
Like, bottom. I I've been using Google Chromecast. So it's kind of different for me.
Oh, you fancy.
So I just paused it and I was like, trivia, and I clicked it. The movie that they're watching, and it's actually a movie I've seen, but I only saw it one time years ago and I never watched it again because it was so gross. I was like, I can't do this. Yeah. I love horror movies, listener, but like,
not gory.
I'm not really a big fan of, like, movies that are, I like gore if it's, like, over the top and funny. Kind of like a Return of the Living Dead. Like, that's, like, silly and just, like, it's fun.
But what
I don't
about,
like, gore where it's just like, ew.
What about, like, The Walking Dead? Like, The Walking Dead gore.
Oh, that's fine. It's so fake and, like, so, like, CG, like, fake blood it's not even real.
No, but I'm talking, like, when someone's, like, face, like, they're, like, trying to stop a zombie and then they peel off their face.
No, that's fine. I'm talking more, like, just gross. So, okay, I'll explain why. Okay. This is the movie, why I can't watch it again. So the movie is called Zombie from 1979. And I was like, oh shit, I've seen that. It's Lucio Fulci. The original name is Zombie 2. Like, it's Z-O-M-B-I 2. It's an Italian movie. But it's like one of those, like, you ever seen this, like, horror movies from the 70s? And it's like Italian, but it's in English. But it's like made. They're weird.
You know I haven't. Like,
yeah, it's like Dario Argento, Lucio Fulci. Someone was listening, they know what I'm talking about. But it's a whole genre of like weird, really gory movies. And it was marketed as Zombie, Z-O-M-B-I 2. Because the original Zombie with an I was actually just Dawn of the Dead. Like, that's how they, like, the movie Dawn of the Dead, they released in Italy, just called it Zombie.
Oh.
And then they kind of set this up as like, a sequel, but it's not really a sequel. It's just, like, another zombie movie. It's very weird. Because yeah. I remember when I first saw it, I was very confused. Like, wait, so is this a sequel to Dawn of the Dead, or is it not? It's not.
This isn't transferring from the last one.
Because this doesn't make any sense. I don't get what's happening. But, like, I can't watch this movie again. So, there are two very iconic scenes in this movie. One is very funny, and it's a zombie shark fight. And it's like,
terrifying.
It's like a zombie's underwater, and so is a shark. That's where they live. And the shark and the zombie get in a fight. The shark bites the zombie, then the zombie bites the shark.
Oh no, zombie sharks?
Well, no, the shark has become a zombie. We just see a fight when the zombie bites the shark. It's just silly and like, I'll find the YouTube and I'm going to post it because it's so like, what is
over
this?
The top,
it's
yeah.
so stupid. There's another scene, and it's the reason why I can't watch it again, where a zombie, so a woman is like in a room and she's dumb. She's like run away from zombies. And I guess like they kind of punch the door in. And so there's like splintered wood facing her.
Coming, yeah.
And the zombie grabs her head and is slowly pushing her towards the splinter wood and it goes like in her eye. And
Nope.
I'm like, no, I love horror, but there's something about things going into eyes, bones breaking. There's very specific types of gory shit that I'm like, I can't. And since seeing that one time, I was like, I'm good. Don't need to see it again. Like, hated it.
Be like, I'm good. Like, you can keep that over there. I'm good.
I don't need to see it again. And it always comes suggested to me because it's on Prime Video right now. It's like, movies you'd like. Zombie too. Like, no, I don't want to see it again.
Like, you have to select like I'm not interested. Or can you even do that on Prime Video? I know like that's what I do all the time. Like I'm like, I don't want to see this anymore.
Like, I don't want to see this. Like, stop asking me about it.
That's what I do with like with people on YouTube or like TikToks that I hate where I'm just like, stop. I don't want to see this anymore. Stop promoting it to me.
Yeah, I'm like I wanted to get it out of the algorithm. I don't want to see it. But they're watching that movie and But Joey wants his MTV. That's so funny. And he wants to, they keep going to rock videos. So I'm like, it's just a music video. It's not a rock video. Like, what? It's a rock video, but.
Is that what they call them in Canada? Or just like, and they're like, whatever I forget the name of the Canadian MTV.
I mean, they had MTV.
I know, but they also had a Canadian version of MTV. Maybe they call them rock videos instead of music videos.
That's a good question. What is that called? I know. Is it Much Music? No. Much Music is a name of like an award show, isn't it? Or like an award thing.
But I feel like that it sounds like that.
Is it Much Music?
You might be right.
Or is that the Juno Awards is the award? Or is that a movie? I don't know.
Or is it Now That's What I Call Music.
Volume 30,000.
I don't know. Yeah, let us know, listeners, because you guys are probably all screaming at your phone right now. But
I know. Well, it's like, MTV.
It's best.
It's MTV for me, okay? Leave me alone. So, but it's funny. So, like, Joey wants to watch the rock video, and Snake's like, no, I want to watch this terrible movie, and it's really gross. And, but I'm like, he's very reluctant. I'm like, what teen in the 80s doesn't want to watch music videos? So I have a hard time believing there's a teenager of the era who's like, I don't want to watch this crap. It's like, it's MTV. Like, of course you want to watch it. Like, that's
it was
what
groundbreaking.
Yeah, I feel like it was exciting to get cable so you could watch MTV because that's huge. What?
And I remember at some point, like, I liked watching music videos, but I hated watching I think the premise of music videos, especially for us, like growing up, was like TRL, or like it was always countdown. So you would have to sit through music videos you didn't want to watch to see the ones that you did. Exactly. Yeah. So I think in my mind, when I think of like watching music videos on TV, I'm like, that's not fun. But it's also because it's like I have the memories of just like sitting there and being like, okay, here's We Belong Together by Mariah Carey for like the 50th time, just so I can watch, you know, like Destiny's Child for the premiere. Like,
yeah,
like there's like some videos where I'm just like, I cannot watch that ever again or hear that song, because it's like, okay, it's blocking good things in my brain.
No, I feel that. I was actually, now I think about it, after saying that about Snake, I didn't dislike watching music videos. I liked them. Mm-hmm. I had a cousin though who loved to watch them, and she would make me watch them all day.
Oh no.
And as I hated, because when you watch MTV, they had a cycle. It wasn't like you just were watching new videos all. It's like, no, they had
you're repeated much, all
especially
the
in the
time.
Summertime. It was the mm-hmm. same one. So you would watch it, and then they just would restart the deck basically during that like stretch of time where you're just getting music videos. But I still miss that, like having MTV where you actually watch music videos. That was such a moment. I don't know when it stopped. It just started to just do the shows and the reality TV, and then you just don't have music videos on MTV. It's so crazy to me. But one other point. Sorry, another tangent.
No,
okay. Something I stumbled upon recently. I was looking into, I think it's because I was listening to Liz Bentley and Troy McKee talked about The Real World. I went down like a rabbit hole, just like, oh man, like classic MTV stuff. What's that about? And there was a TV show, and I could not believe I forgot the show because I used to love it. It's called Becoming. Do you remember Becoming?
Is that the one where it was like the backstory for people, like music artists and stuff?
No.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
So Becoming was a show where regular degular people would decide they wanted to remake a music video.
Oh no.
So they would get like, truly like when I saw some of it, I was like, it was literally flashbacks of like, I remember the show and I remember wanting to be on it when I was a kid. I was like, oh, so cool. Because it was like, so you have this regular girl from Utah, and she's like, I want to do, you know, Hit Me Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. So they would fly her out to LA, and she'd have like a whole week of like being pampered. It was very chic because she's like being pampered, like shopping, like great stuff. But then she'd also learn like the choreography from the music video, and they would just make the entire music video with this random girl. So she dressed up like Britney Spears, like pigtails and the little puffballs. And she did like the dance and everything, had backup dancers. They would just do the whole video, but it was just a random person.
Oh gosh, that
is truly amazing. And I was watching the one. It was the one that I remember specifically because I watched it again on YouTube. Like, this is it. Yeah. The girl remade Madonna's "Don't Tell Me." The one where she's like a cowgirl and she's like walking on like a little treadmill. And she did it. I was like, oh my god,
my jaw is on the floor.
Sent me to the moon and back.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That reminds me, I feel like, when was that, like the 90s or like early 2000s?
It would have been like the early 2000s, because it was Britney Spears. It would have been like 2000 to like 2003, like some like really early 2000s stuff. So I'm a little kid and I'm just like, this is amazing.
Okay, that reminds me of like, I feel like the one after that was like Made. Remember that show? That was honestly like such. I remember
quality content.
Like, quality. I just remember like being like, "Man, I want to be Made," but then also like, it never worked out. Okay, because it was always like some girl that's never exercised or has any coordination at all wants to be a cheerleader. It's like, you're not going to make the team.
And then, or they always make like Jay-Z. They never make the team. Like uh-huh. The B squad, like you're not gonna be in university.
And then their coach would be like, you have to ask out 10 boys before the end of school. And I remember watching it and be like, oh, the amount of like pressure they would put on, like they would send in these like super like type A like extroverted people as their coaches, and then they would get teamed up with these super introverted people, and they would like force them to do these terrible things.
It'd always be like the coach would just yell at them a lot, and like poor girl, they would always cry. They would always cry at some point because like they were just so like overwhelmed.
And they're in high school with cameras and everyone's staring at them knowing that they're going
like
to be
an unpopular person. So it's like, why the fuck are they following like Tina Turcell? Like,
oh my gosh. And it's just like, this is terrible. This is absolutely terrible.
One episode of it that was very funny because it was like, it was so awkward and cringy. So like, it's Made I Want to Be a Rapper, right? And it was a white girl.
Of course.
It was like a little white girl, blonde hair. Okay, whatever. Supposed to be a rapper. So they're like, okay, like you need like, and they brought someone in. Like, yeah, you're gonna like learn how to rap. Like, you know, I'm gonna teach you how to do whatever. And they ask her, they invite her, or I guess they had an African American studies class at her school. And like, they invite her.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
So they invite her to the class, right? And I feel like, you know, they're all like kind of like, oh, like she's like, you know, a pose or whatever. She's a white girl, and. Like the teacher, though, it's funny because it could have been prime opportunity to talk about like cultural appropriation. Mm-hmm. Like if you're going to do rap, know what you're talking about. But the teacher didn't know shit because she was like, oh, you know, you want to come here. Your white girl want to do rap. Like this is part of our culture. Like this comes from Africa. And I was like, no. And no, the girl was like, it came from the Bronx. Like in her discussion, like raps are in the Bronx. I'm like. Yes, this white girl actually was like, the Bronx? Like, what the fuck? She's like, yes, it comes from Africa. And like, African folk. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, hip-hop's not
you're thinking
Africa.
About, you're thinking about
York.
Stepping. You're that's
or
another
you're
black
thinking
thing.
About, like, I mean, I guess you could say, like, elements through history. Like, you want to talk about, like, the kind of, like, the storytelling aspect, the call and response. Like, those elements are in a lot of hip-hop, but, like, she basically was like, no, hip-hop started in the motherland. I'm like, bitch, no, it didn't. Like, it started right in the Bronx. Calm down. It started in New York. And trust me, I'm sure there's some Bronx viewers watching this shit, and they're pissed because that's, like, the one thing, like, people from New York, oh from the Bronx, gosh. Love saying hip-hop started there. So, yes. Like, don't. But she was mad confident. That white girl was like, no. Oh she's wrong.
That show was utterly terrible. It was so funny. Religiously watched it and I was like, I low-key kind of want to get made. Because basically, like, it wasn't like, I want to get made. It's like, I want confidence. Like, that's.
I'll be faster, stronger, better. Do you remember that opening?
Like, I want friends. I want to be popular in school. I don't want to be lame anymore or like perceive myself as lame. And just like.
Well, the best ones were always like, maybe I'll be the homecoming queen or something. Like, those were always like, the best ones. You just took like this. There was one girl I remember though. Who actually like won, and
a pity vote.
No, though she when they made her over, it was literally like a
she's all
it
that.
Was like a she's all that it was when they did her. I was like, oh shit, she's beautiful, like because she was so, like
her glasses.
It literally was like took her glasses, like gave her a haircut, and I was like, oh shit, she's like that, like she's cute, and she like won. She's adorable. And I was like, oh my god, it was actually like, a pretty smile. Took her braces off, and she's just like. So cute. I was like, oh my god, like she's gonna win.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh man. Okay, but back to the show. So MTV. And so they're up until this is funny. Cause like they're up until nearly 5 because Wheels gets woken up and he's like, guys, it's almost 5 o'clock.
That Joey's is classic like, oh, sleepover though.
Yeah, it's always like, the first one out, it's just like, guys, go to sleep. But then Joey's like, I want more pizza. I'm like, but it's almost 5. Where are you getting pizza from? And I think he got more pizza, didn't he?
No, he got ice cream for the freezer.
But he said it like, oh, I want more pizza. I'm like, oh, we're out of money. And I'm like, but
yeah,
that's not the problem. It's almost 5 a.m. What pizza place is still delivering at that point?
All I'm saying is I want to go to Canada where they have 24-hour pizza places.
Delivery, too. I'm like,
that's what I'm saying.
That's what's up. Like, that's the move. Ooh. So Joey gets up to get the ice cream. And he at one point like stands and just like looks longingly out at the car.
Joey just wants to have. I feel like Joey has some like weird like fantasy about like having sex with the car. I think that's what it is.
That was on an episode of My Strange Addiction. Did
oh
you ever
my
see that one?
Gosh, that was such a good show.
And he was like in love with his car. Oh,
such a good show. I just remember I like vivid memories of Lady eating chalk. And then a lady who always had to sleep with a hair dryer on, she would, like burned her hands.
Wait, she had the hair dryer on in the bed with her?
Yeah, she like always wanted to have like she was like addicted to having the hair dryer, like the sound of it. She would, like the way she talked about it, she's like the warm feeling about it, like on your hand. Like, and I was like, you just, that, it was weird.
I remember this one lady who was, like, addicted to eating Vicks VapoRub. And she would put, like, a teaspoon of it in her tea. And she's like, mm, I can feel it going down my throat.
You just need some like peppermint tea.
It's, like, burning. It's, like, burning your throat, honey.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, dear.
That show is truly, like, so good.
Oh, God. And, like, also, these are people that were not trying to be famous. These were literally just regular, regular people being like, yep, this is what I do. Bring in the cameras. There's
this lady who, like, used to, like, I think she's like, suck on used diaper. Yeah, but, like, she would smell them or
weird
something.
Ass shit. Like, it's just some weird stuff. And I feel like now it's just, like, they, like, they
and
have.
And she had a man, too. I was like, damn, that's crazy.
They always do. What? I'm so heated right now because they always freaking do. They always do. Like, what the heck? Like, we're talking, what was it? I saw some meme on the other day where it's like talking about like all the people in Tiger King and like a bunch of other people. And it's just like, how do all these people find someone? But I can't. Like, these people have like 3 or 4 husbands and like 6 kids, and I can't get a second date. Like, what is wrong with me? This girl is sniffing old diapers, and she's been married. What the hell?
Gosh. Trust me, you don't want the kind of people who are dating these people. You're doing great, sweetie. You're doing great.
But like, also, like, what the hell?
How is that not a deal breaker for you?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God. But the next morning. Okay.
Watch me, like, I feel like all these, like, all the people from My Strange Addiction are now on, what's it called? FetLife? The, like, have you heard of FetLife?
On what?
FetLife.
FetLife?
Like, fetish.
Oh. Yeah,
FetLife is like, it's like an it's like this like social media thing, but like it's like they basically it's like you can find your people there, and I feel like all the people that were just on My Strange Addiction are now like found their tribe like on FetLife.
Oh yeah, there's someone for everyone. They found their people. Found their tribe. But the next morning, Wheels will be late for his appointment because they slept in.
And the house is on the line. The mortgage is on the line. Like, he's gonna get
to. Wheels is, like, sweating so hard. He's gonna have to go. And when did they not have shirts on? They had shirts on and they didn't have shirts. I was like, wait, what?
They didn't have shirts on. Joey didn't have pants on. He was just sleeping in his tiny whiteies and his socks.
So that scene made me uncomfortable. I was like, again, Pat Pastrami is a grown-ass man now. If he walked in this room, his tidy whities on, I'd be like, oh, hey, Pat, what's up? Like, cool, I love this.
Hi.
Hi, glad you're in here. It's my evidence you come in. but like, he's a child. And I'm like, yes. I was upset because then he like stands up and he's like, I look 16. He has sunglasses on, his hat, socks, and then tidy whities. And I was
tidy whities
like,
oh, always like, make me feel uncomfortable.
Like, this is not okay. Like, I can see things. It's a boy. This is a boy. This is not okay. I
you might as well have like Spider-Man underwear or something. Like, it's.
Also, he's just like, he's the child was naked. I was like, I don't want to see. Yeah, like, I don't want to see on TV screen.
Exactly. Exactly.
I know Chris Hansen just burst in through the front door while watching Degrassi. I'm like, oh my God, that's what it looks like.
But yeah, it's like, okay, so Wheels is, so, okay, Snake wakes up, he's like, Wheels, you're about to be late. And then they all are like, Wheels is like, it's too late, like, I can't make there in time, and we don't have enough cash for it to call a cab. And then, I guess Joey is like, well, I guess we can always drive you there. Like, is that how it happened?
Basically, he's like, come on, like, he's gonna be basically, Joey is just manipulating Snake because he wants to just drive this fucking car. So he's like, come on, like, Will's gonna be late. Like, you're being selfish, Snake. Like, we have to, like, take him. Like,
trust me. Trust me.
I'm like, Wheels, oh my just God. Run fast. Like, or, ugh. Like, go home and get a ride. I don't like, I feel like there's a lot of ways you could have gotten there.
Yeah. It's very
also,
weird.
If you're late to the appointment, it's not the same thing as missing the appointment.
What if Canada, it's like the opposite? Like, it's like, it's like, it's pretty bad when you miss an appointment, but like, don't even bother being like, so we're gonna take you to prison.
Yeah, we'll just like murder your family and take your house.
like, cause it's like, so it's like, Canadians are so polite, you know, that like, if you break the code of politeness and like properness, like when it comes to being on time for something, like that's where they draw the line. They're like, nope, we can't handle it.
Yeah, capital punishment. Mm. They will kill you.
So they'll, the guys water, like, they'll waterboard you with maple syrup.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that sounds awful, sure. But also delicious. So the guys get in the car. Like, so the guys get in the car, and Joey is like really amazed by power windows. And I realize, oh, it's the '80s. It's why he's like, ooh. Ooh. I was like,
it's just windows. He was so hyped. Like, and also, like, you could tell how tiny he was in this car because, like, he's so low in the seat. Like, he, like, barely saw over the steering wheel.
He's teeny tiny. Like, you had to put, like, phone books.
Yeah. He had to sit on it.
Yeah. So, Joey is mesmerized by power windows at that point.
We are. Oh, no, I did it wrong. We love the 80s. 3D.
Strikes back.
Strikes back. Yes. Yes.
I like the strikes back. It's my favorite.
That was a good one.
Because it was a surprise. It was like,
ooh. It was. We're like, oh my gosh, another one. But yeah, this scene right here of him driving was my peak of anxiousness while watching this episode.
As it should, because as they're driving, he's like, he's catcalling. He's going through stop signs. He's like sticking his head out of the window while he's driving. I'm like, why don't you?
He's doing the most reckless of reckless driving. And he's also driving. Because I don't drive in the city that much. But I know, like, anytime I have to drive in D.C. and I'm like driving through neighborhoods and there's cars on both sides of the street, I'm like, I'm going to sideswipe something. Like, I'm terrified of touching something on either side of me. Like, I just wish, like, you know, they have those fancy cars with like cameras like that can see everything. I need cameras to tell me exactly where my car ends and where it starts. Like, that's what I need. Yeah. Because I'm always paranoid.
I'm always really scared for like cyclists.
Yes. And also now
I think I'm more afraid for cyclists than they are for themselves. I feel like.
Right. And also, like, now that everyone's, like, becoming a pedestrian now and a cyclist and, like, a jogger and a runner now, that everyone can't go to their gym. And it's just, like, but then they've also never been the people that have had to be pedestrians before. So they don't know how to be pedestrians. And they're just, like, walking on willy-nilly anywhere. And it's, like, you have to wear bright colors. You have to wear reflectors. Like, you have got to walk against traffic. Like, come on. Bike with traffic. Walk against, like... Like, follow the crosswalks. Like, I had
the longest argument with my sister because she insists that cyclists should ride against traffic. I'm like, no. Like, yeah, because they can't even see us coming. I'm like, but then you can't see them coming if you turn on the street. Like, I don't know. They're like, they insist. I'm like, you guys don't understand how things work because that's not how that works.
Oh, God. Yeah. So. Yeah, this was very anxious. And then when they get to the fucking eye doctor, he almost runs over the lady with the baby.
I feel like they were trying to do like a cutesy, like French Connection type, like reference. Have you seen that movie?
No.
It's like an old movie. It's like from the 70s. And it's like a heist type of like thriller, like kind of actiony thriller type movie. And there's like a very famous like car chase scene. And the guy's like driving and a woman's crossing the street with a baby. And it's like, oh, no, he's going to hit the baby. Yeah. And she's like, ah. I'm like, bitch, run. You standing still looking at the man. You better run out with your baby.
But the funny thing is, what she was.
You better throw your bassinet across the street.
Like. The thing with this lady and her baby, as they would call it in the UK, her pram, because it literally was like one of those old school, like.
It was like a pram, yeah.
She was on the sidewalk. She had to run off the sidewalk because Joey screeched to a halt. With two wheels on, two wheels off. Like, he almost hit her on the sidewalk.
Yeah, there was almost like a double murder that happened.
Yo, but, the fact that they didn't get reported just for that, like, oh, God.
I know, godsend. But they do make it on time to the optometrist. And thus saving Wheels' house. 3 minutes left, in fact. Right? So it was like, this was really great. So Wheels goes into the appointment. And, of course, Snake is like, bro, like, we got lucky. Let's take our asses home. And Joey's like, no. Like, let's go get breakfast.
Oh, my gosh. Like, Joey is
chaotic evil.
He is so chaotic. He is that person, like, that... Oh, what is it? In every like gangster movie and every action movie, he's the person that's like, hey, we got off scot-free. Like, let's just relax a little bit. It's like, no, we are breaking the law. We have to get in, get out, and that's it. Like, that's it.
Yep. You can't stop for fries, bro. Oh
my God. Like, too many people have seen you already. Like, he's that person that like definitely like the mob boss has to kill him off because he's just like, he's too much, you know? Like,
oh yeah.
Oh God.
The mob boss is like, Jeremiah? Well, she's sleeping with the fishes now. And that's the end of it.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, so.
So, that was called character work. Thank you.
Yes, girl.
So, at the diner, Joey gets some fries, as I said, and Snake is getting an ulcer because he's so.
I'm right there with him.
You're just, like, sweating.
Oh, my God. And I also think, like, it's also so Snake. It's so me to be like, he's terrified that like of Joey driving the car, but he's also like also too terrified to drive the car himself to go back home.
Right, I was like, you know, Snake, you just take the car, and he's like, no, you can't do that.
Because in our minds, he's like, well, if I drive the car and crash it, then it's on me. But if he drives the car and crashes it, then I can at least blame him. You know.
I mean, I guess. I mean, it would still be on you, but. I guess when you're in that moment, you're just like, listen, I'll do what I can to put blame on anyone else but myself.
None of this is rational thinking.
But like, randomly the conversation turns to Spike, and Joey's like, what do you think about Spike? And Snake's like, it's sad, but who cares? Because a van backs into the car and breaks the brake light. Because they go back there and they're like, the taillights is as broken. Yeah. And, you know, of course, Snake is freaking out. But Joey's like, I have an idea, because Joey is full of them.
Right.
So they end up taking the car to an auto shop. And the guy's like, yeah, I'll fix your car. But it's like $85, which is a lot of money.
That's a lot of money today.
To fix a fucking taillight. Like, that's a lot of money. Especially in the 88. Yeah. Like, if it was $85, it's like, that's like a lot of money.
$85 for anything. I'm like, ooh.
And these kids are like 13 years old, so they're like, can I put that shit on credit? Like, what's good? So, whatever. He charged him, and Joey's like, okay, the plan is basically we'll use the $85 that we raised for the amp to pay for it. But the problem is that, and I was like, this is why this show is in the 80s.
Yep.
Wheels has the money. How do we find out where Wheels is? We keep calling his house in the hopes that he'll eventually be home and answer the phone. I'm like, wow. The 80s were just so full of like hijinks because of the lack of cell phones and the ability to just text Wheels and be like, yo, swing by, bring the money.
Like, you literally just had to rely on hopefully they get the message. Like, hopefully I can get in contact with them. Like, that's how I feel like whenever the other day my phone died and I was like, oh... Like, I was out with my parents, and so I was like, ugh, like, at least I'm with them. So, like, if someone has to get in contact with me in dire need, like, that never happens. But if someone is calling me in dire need, like, they can at least, like, get in contact with my parents first, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it truly is, especially now, because we are so dependent on our cell phones. Having no cell phone is stressful for me.
Oof.
Mostly because I'm like, I'm not even thinking of people trying to reach me. I think I'm trying to, what if I need to call people? Especially because I don't remember anyone's phone number except for my mom and my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know Evan's phone number. I should really know that. Like, I don't know his phone number.
Oh,
like,
my God.
I call him on this. And God forbid something happens. I should, you know, I probably should learn it. Because God forbid something happens to me and I need to reach him.
Right.
I don't even know how to call him. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm like, do you have his number, stranger? Do you have Evan's number?
That's what, like, I'm... Like, God forbid if I ever have to go to jail, that's what I think. I'm like, well, hopefully they have a system, like a program in place that they can, like, somehow search. You can call a number and they can search a number for you, because I don't have any other way
I really think you have to have a number. Right? I really think you have to know. Damn. You know what? During this quarantine, I'm going to learn some numbers. That's what I'm going to do because I don't know any.
I can still remember my house number, like our landline. And I, because that's still the, if I have to go to Safeway, that's our little phone number we have to punch in for the,
yeah. I still remember our landline from like my house on Stravinsky Terrace. Like, I still remember that, but it's also because it's like the first number I ever learned. You had to
I was a little kid. Your parents were like, you better memorize this number if you ever get kidnapped.
Oh, did the kidnappers allow me one phone call?
What do you mean? It's like, I just remember mom was like, you have to memorize this number in case, you know, you have to call, like, you get lost or whatever. Like, you had to memorize the numbers. Yeah. So I still know our landline, and I still know, like, a random, like, elementary school person's phone number. Like, I know all of it. Like, I could memorize it. I still know where the house is. That don't make me think they live in there.
Yeah. I think I still remember a phone number of a friend from, like, elementary school, too. Like, now I think about it, I think I know, like...
I hope I'm that person for someone. Like, I hope they're like, oh, I still remember Lauren Hamilton's number. But no one ever called me, so I'm probably not that person for you.
Oh, Lauren, I'm sorry.
I think I was, again, it was like, I had friends, but like, I was not the type, I didn't always like hang out or like call people after school. That wasn't a big thing I did.
So I was really weird kid because I think I liked, sometimes I would impose rules on myself. I don't know why I would do this. I think, like, I would tell myself that it was a problem if I did something. And I was like, I don't think it actually was. But I think I just, like, I liked having a sense of authority of, like, you can't do that because this is the rule. And it's like,
oh, okay. What? So what was the rule?
Like, I remember I have a memory one time of a friend of mine. Her name was Ronisha. Oh, and yes. Ronisha called me on, like, a random, like, let's say it was a Tuesday night. And I think it was at, like, in hindsight, I think I actually was right because I was also, like, in the first, second grade.
Yeah.
She called our house at like 9:30, which I think is weird. Like, why are you on the phone? You're a child.
Like, it was scandalous. So like,
it was weird. She called me and I answered the phone. And I think about it, the rules too, because I'm pretty sure my mom answered the phone, was like, Sinead, you have a phone call. But then I imposed the rule on her instead of my mom's. I couldn't, I don't know. But, like, she called me. I was like, hello. And she's like, yeah, hi. And she's like, starts talking to me. And I was like, Ronisha, do you know what time it is? And she was like, yeah, it's 9:30. I was like, it's 9:30 with Ronisha. You can't call my house after 9 o'clock. It's not okay. I just reamed her when I was like, can't do that. I was like a little, weird-ass first grader who's like, you can't call me after 9. Like, you can't call my house. Like, my mom would not like that. Like, don't do that ever again.
House rules.
I
really
went in. But no one told me that. I think I just decided it was so weird.
I love that, though.
But, like, I remember that. I think it was, like, one of the first times I really put my foot down. I was like, excuse me, you cannot do that. Yeah. And I was very upset.
Yeah, I remember I was very excited for, like, internet and, like, AIM. Because I think not to, like, be, like, all hipster and stuff, but, like, I've always hated talking on the phone. Like,
I was the first. Like, when the phone was invented, I was like, I'll pass.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Because I think also, like, growing up, like, I didn't call most of the people I was talking to on the phone were just, like, my mom would, like, being... Like, you know, when, like, someone would call the house as, like, some, like, relative, and then someone would pass you the phone, and you would have to make conversation over the phone to someone, like, you didn't really want to talk to.
I hated that.
And, yeah, so I think I didn't really have that much experience, but I was so excited for the internet with, like, AIM and, like, MySpace, and you could, like, talk to people through text, and you could, like, plan out what you were going to say, but, like, you also could, like, say anything you wanted because you weren't talking to them in person. Like, I remember talking to so many people that I never talked to in school, but I was like, I have friends.
I talked to boys and I was very bold and I was like, right? Like, I think I told a boy my bra size once.
Oh my gosh.
I think he asked. I think he might have asked and I was like, I will definitely tell you.
Yes.
I feel like it's information that you want to know.
ASL, age, sex, location.
Oh my God. I used to love a chat room. I used to catfish people.
I wasn't adventurous with chat rooms. I only talked to people
I pretended to be like a girl from like Florida. I was talking to a guy who lived in Florida and I was trying to like get him to meet me.
Well, I think
I was like, I can meet you there, like in Orlando. I love that.
Let's meet at Disney World. Oh my gosh. The front gate. Oh, God. Someone, you know, Sadiq, someone out there is being like, I've been dating someone for 12 years. I love her so much. We never connected in person. But, like, you remember, you know that storyline of every Catfish episode when they're like, I've been dating for so-and-so. It's like, no, you've been in contact, in communication, in quotes, communication with this person for 12 years. That doesn't mean you've been dating.
Eventually, Wheels gets home.
Yeah. After like 3 hours, because they had so much time at the beginning, and they're like, okay, like he's gonna fix the car, and you know, because I think like his Wheels' appointment was at noon, and then his Snake's parents got home at 4, and so they had to get the car fixed by 4. But apparently, okay. Canadian optometrist appointments run late because he got home really late. I was like,
why wouldn't you? I would do this.
Go to the optometrist.
Go to Wheels. Why don't you stay here? I'm running back. Because how far do they drive the car to get? They can't even that far.
Yeah.
Run to Wheels. Yo, Wheels, I need the money like now. Wheels gives you his keys. He goes in. This is where the money is. He gets the money. You come back. You do it. Like, yeah. Why would you sit around? These children. Like, why would you sit around all day for Wheels to be done with his eye appointment? And guess what? He's still wearing glasses.
You're still blind.
You're still blind, bitch. So, I am also.
Yeah,
so,
guilty.
Guilty is charged. So he comes back with the money eventually, though, and they're like, this is great. Like, we're on time crunch, though. And they give the guy the money. And, of course, Joey is still pretending like he's 16. I'm like, this auto body guy doesn't care. He's not a cop. He just wants his money. Like, this guy has to work on a Saturday. Right.
He's honestly probably just more worried. He's like, these people do not – these 12-year-olds don't have $85. That's what I'm worried about. I'm not worried about
your license. I'm going to have to – and that guy, the way his hair is cut, I'm like, he's going to break your kneecaps. You don't fucking base
him. He is in a coveralls with oil stains.
He has a crowbar. He definitely has a crowbar. He's like, I'll break all the knees.
Oh, yes. For sure.
Absolutely. Like, he can't wait. So they get the car home before Snake's parents get back. But now they have to hustle to clean the house. And it's disgusting. And I'm like, I do not look forward to having teens.
They were literally sleeping.
They slept on popcorn and ice cream.
Like, he was literally, oh my gosh. Okay, so there's this. I was talking to Sneak about TikTok. I hope all you guys out there are also TikTok fans. But there is a TikTok trend. Sneak got TikTok. So she's like, she's going to get in on it soon. She's going to understand. But there's a TikTok trend that was. It's like, so there's a clip of like a paparazzi person or someone yelling at Kanye, like, good morning, Kanye, or like, I love you, Kanye. And then Kanye's like, fuck you, man, like in the distance. And so there's this trend that's going around that's like, me waking up in my comfy bed after a sleepover, and then me turning over to my friend who like I didn't give a blanket to, who's just been sleeping on the hardwood floor. And so it's like, good morning, Kanye. And he's like, fuck you, man. And I feel like if I had to sleep in popcorn and like all that shit that was on the floor, I would be like, fuck you, man. Like, you left me out here to in like
absolutely
the ruin.
I mean, Wheels was smart. He was sleeping on the couch, at least.
He was really smart.
On the floor. He was like, listen, I'm on this couch. He's like, I have an appointment in the afternoon, not in the morning. Because he's like, guys, just sleep. I have an appointment at noon.
Right. Like,
you can sleep whenever. Shut
also,
up.
Also, like, I was always that person that woke up the first. I was always the first to wake up at sleepovers. And I would have to wait there and, like, pretend I was sleeping till like, everyone else got awake. Because you're in someone else's house, so you can't, like.
Yeah.
And you're, like, hungry. You can't, like, you're thirsty. Sleep well.
You're, like. You want to go to the bathroom, but like you're scared. Yeah.
And then like someone else in the house wakes up. I remember one time sleeping over at your house, and I think either your aunt or it wasn't your mom. It was someone I didn't know as well. Like I was up using the bathroom, and I couldn't find the bathroom, and then I was just like, it was like this very weird. And I was like, it's just like, oh, the bathroom is, are you looking for the bathroom? And then it was just like right there, but it was just like the most weird interaction.
Or it's like, she didn't think I'm stealing.
Because I think like in my mind, I'm like, she's like wondering why this stranger is in her house. It's like, of course. In my child brain, I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't meet her last night. Like, she doesn't know who I am. She probably thinks I'm like robbing the house or something. Because, you know, early in the morning when it's quiet, like, you're just like, you're like, I'm making too much noise. Oh, my gosh.
You're so silly. It reminds me of the time like I got locked in your basement bathroom. Do you remember that?
Okay.
Yeah, you had a sleepover one time, and I think it was we watched Twilight.
Basement I hated bathroom.
It was yes. So listen, I remember this link because we slept over at your house and we watched Twilight. And there were two people at your sleepover who loved Twilight, and they were upset with me because I kept making witty commentary.
Was one of them me?
No,
because I was a fan of Twilight back then. So
no, I think you enjoy my commentary. Okay, I was making some pretty spot on, like, you know, Mystery Science Theater 3000 type shit. Ooh, okay. And they did not like it because I was roasting their faves.
You were just ahead of your time. You're ahead of your time.
I was hilarious, and they were like, "You're so negative," and I was like, bitch, I'm hilarious. Like, you ever heard of comedy? Okay, thanks. So, but anyway, I'm an asshole. I was an asshole then, I still am. But the next morning, I had to go to the bathroom. And I went to your, you have a bathroom in your basement.
Okay, you know my house has three floors.
Yeah.
Because there's a basic bathroom, so but no one uses, okay, you know how my basement has two sides?
Yeah, I went to the one that was way in no man's land. I went all the way back there and used that
on
bathroom.
The other side of the basement.
Yeah,
the unfinished side of the basement where there's just like there's no lights.
Yeah, yes.
Sadiq, I don't even go to that side of the basement. It scares the shit out of me. There's that. Also,
and I got locked in there and I was banging on it and no one could hear me.
Wait, okay, well, okay, because I like want to send you a picture. I don't.
I swear to God, that happened. I don't think I'm lying. Or maybe am I wrong?
I feel like you're wrong.
I got locked in a basement in your house, and I feel like it was the basement.
Oh no, because I'm literally about to send you a picture of that basement because it looks like the scene of a horror movie. That's why I don't go over there.
I was naturally attracted to it, and I went and I was
because there's a basement there because I'm literally in the house. So there's the first floor, and the reason why I say this because there is the bathroom that like the people use in our house, and the way that the door closes, like you can't close the door all the way because you literally have to use all your weight to open it again because it sticks.
Oh, so maybe it was that one.
Sadiq, I'm gonna post it on Instagram and show you guys what the basement bathroom looks like because when Sadiq is telling me that she used the basement bathroom and she had the audacity to come back to my house, like that would not happen. You'd be like, bye, Lauren. I need to go. I'm walking home.
So maybe I was locked in a different bathroom, but I've been in that basement bathroom.
No, Sadiq, I can guarantee you haven't.
Because I was, what?
Sadiq, you have not been to the other side of my basement. I know that for a fact.
I don't know. I feel like I have.
I am literally about, after you finish recording, I'm about to go down there with a flashlight because there's no electricity over there. And I am about to show you guys because I'm, and I, no, I can't do it tonight because I can't do it at night. I have to do it in the daylight because it's too scary. It's too scary. And it's gotten scarier. When I tell you, like, I've lived in this house since I'm 6 years old, I don't go to the other side of the basement. It's scary. It's scary.
Well,
and sometimes, like, the way that the doors open, it's like this latch system. And sometimes the ones will just blow them open. And it's like, there's a fucking ghost over there. And it's all this, like, there's, like, old couches. There's, like, a shower toilet, like, a shower chair. And, like, like our old baby bassinet. Like, it's all just, like, this, like, weird, like, it's this weird, like cemetery of old things and like VHSs and like old TV consoles with like 50 million VHS tapes. It's just like, it's scary over there. It's scary. Sadiq, I literally was like, oh my gosh, she went over there. How did she do that?
I swear to God, I've been down there.
Okay. I'm going to let our listeners be the judge of that because I'm literally about to take a video tomorrow. I'll be like, do you guys think that, because that bathroom hasn't changed since you came over sleepovers.
Yeah. And I'll probably get flashbacks when you send the picture.
Because if you did that, then if you went to that basement, I'm telling you right now, you need an exorcism because that place is haunted. It's haunted.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Oh, back to the show. So anyway, they pay for the stuff, whatever. They start cleaning up, but there's not enough time. So then Snake hustles Joey and Wheels out the back. His parents get home like, oh, look at this mess. But he's like, oh, man, I had a wild time myself. All right, sorry, parents. So, but they think that they got off, you know, they got off on this. But Wheels gets home. Mom is on the phone.
Ooh.
She asks about the sleepover. She's like, how was the sleepover, boy? And they're like, it was great. Like, how are Snake's parents? And like, they're great. They're alive. And no, she's like, no, you fuckers. I know what happened. I know what you did last night.
I loved her. I loved the way she played this. Like, she was so petty
about
it.
If I were a mom, I really hope I could be like that. And be like, ooh, so, how was the party?
I would let it go on for a few days and then just, like, just mm-hmm. rack up all the lies. Just keep on asking them questions yes. and get lies after lies after lies.
And let them dig themselves in. So, apparently, long story short, the tail light was already broken. Mm. And, well,
shoot.
She about to roast that ass.
You about to get a whooping. That's for sure. Or
My mom, I know we've spoken out against like hitting your kids. My mom would have absolutely beat me if I had done that. Like,
oh,
I would
yes.
have gotten a beating. Not like a bad one, but I definitely she would have been like, I'm gonna beat you.
Like that's like some serious stuff. Thing. Like where you literally like just so many things. You lied about the sleepover because like the parents were home. He wasn't supposed to. Oh, so many things, so bad.
You drove a car underage without a license. You then destroyed, you damaged the car. Ugh, so much. But in the next scene, Spike is cleaning out her locker and the twins are like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that? I'm like,
oh my God.
She was kicked out of school, you dummies. Like, she's obviously leaving. Like, what do you think's happening? And Spike, I guess they had tried talking to Mr. Lawrence about it. He had the final say and he was like, no. And he said, pregnant girls aren't allowed at Degrassi. Oof. And I'm like, I feel like she's been pregnant for like literally like right? years, and they're just now deciding to kick her out. I'm like, she's almost done. Like, just let her have the baby. It's like she's been pregnant for months at this point.
I know that's what's kind of weird about it. It's just like
she's visibly pregnant now. It's like she's been visibly pregnant for a while too. But anyway, like Spike is like, I'm determined to finish school. Like, ain't nobody gonna break my stride.
Right?
Type vibes. I'm like, good for you. You go.
No, I was like, oh, I feel like if I sometimes I think I'm like, if something would have happened, I would have been like, oh, I guess I'm just gonna drop out of school now. I don't think that would have ever happened, but like thinking like I think I've learned about myself, I'm a very like not a quitter's mentality, but like if something comes up where I'm just like, oh, I guess that's just how the cookie crumbles. I guess I'm just not going to this is the sign. I just need to drop out. Like,
it's like, well, we gave it the old college try. I'm not going to college. So
that's what happens. I'm a teen mom. Out, yeah. Which is like, it's like very good that like I didn't know these things happened to me as a child, because I definitely would have been like, well, my parents wouldn't have let me do that anyway, but still.
No. I mean, my parents also wouldn't have let me have a baby in high school. I think not like in a like I would have been like forced to like have an abortion, but they would have very actively encouraged that I have an abortion. Like, you, so you're not having this, but like you,
yeah.
But honestly, but then again, I was also pro-choice when I was a teenager. I would have been like, so I'm not having this baby. Like, I would have like been very like, so this is not happening.
Oh, today I'm very pro-choice. I'm very like, yeah, no, not happening. And that's, you know, as my non-childbearing self right now, obviously you never know what's going to be like until you have in that situation, what decision you're going to make. But definitely in high school, I was very much like, I am very, go to church every Sunday, every Wednesday. I am a child of God, like Daughters of the King conference every 2 years. So
you would have had the baby?
Oh yeah. Like, just because.
So you're telling me I could have been an aunt at this point?
Yeah. And I also,
God, you're so selfish, Lauren. How dare you not get pregnant?
Even, and I think, I know, like, why were we more Trump? Why didn't we do
all
more
I
things?
Wanted to be was an auntie and you took that away from me.
Yeah. I think, I definitely was like, I think I was also very much like, even if I maybe would have wanted differently, I was definitely in the kind of mindset of just like, well, I can't, I know I can't. So even if I want differently, I can't. So I have to have the baby, you know?
Yeah.
Which I think a lot of people, right. I think a lot of people believe that too. I definitely have a different mindset now, But, you know.
I may also be surprised how many people who, like, are very pro-life until it happens to you and then suddenly they're not. Because, like, it's easier said than done.
That's why pro-choice is the meaning of pro-choice. You get to make a choice. That's what the meaning is.
Do what you want. Do what you need to do that makes most sense for you.
Because if not,
I'm not here to judge you.
You may be like Spike and you may never finish junior high. Let's reiterate that she's getting kicked out of junior high and possibly dropping out of school forever. Like, that's real.
Yeah. It's one thing to be like dropping out of high school, but dropping out of junior high without going to junior high. It's like,
you almost made it to high school. Oh, man. Like, that's actually really sad.
Aw, shucks. But people bounce back. I know someone who actually dropped. Well, it was in junior high. He dropped out of high school, and now he's at Harvard Law.
See, I feel like it's...
He really turned it around. Yeah. He had, like, a very troubled childhood at one point, and then, like, got his GED and, like, got his shit together, and now he's at Harvard Law. And I'm like, yeah.
Exactly.
People bounce back. It's possible. It's not easy, but, exactly. Like, it's possible.
As long as you have the opportunity to, you definitely can.
Yeah, it can happen. But in our final scene, so Zit Remedy is up shit creek. They're talking about their punishments, though. Snake is grounded. Wheels can't hang out with them anymore. And Joey's keyboard has been confiscated, meaning that
Zit Remedy is gone.
On hiatus right now.
Oh, yeah, it's a hiatus. But we don't know that yet. We don't know that they're coming back, but, like, right now they seem gone.
Zit Remedy is over forever. Question mark?
Question mark? That's that.
To be continued?
Shrug shoulders. I don't know.
Yeah, so that ends our episode.
Wow. Okay, well, we all know that I am a snake this episode.
You've made that abundantly clear.
Oh my god, every time you say something I'm like, oh, like, I was that person, like, I just, like, and constantly, like, being that one person in the group that's just like, guys, we shouldn't be doing this, you guys, come on. And then no one is like, I felt for Snake so bad, being like, I'm with you, Snake, like, I want to be another person in the group to, like, have your back. Yes. But who are you, Sneak?
I was definitely the twins. Like, as much as I joke on them, I was definitely like, okay, so, but twins light, because I wouldn't have, like, asked Mr. Radish in front of everyone, like, what do you think? Because I think I would have been too shy to do that.
Yeah.
But I think I was a twins in the sense of, like, oh, man, Spike, you got kicked out? Right. Damn, girl. Like, just kind of like, ah, oh, I'm sorry, Spike. This sucks for you. Like,
you're like, damn.
I don't know what else to say because I am a child as well. And I'm not in that situation.
Exactly.
The worst that's happened to me is that I thought I had mono, but I didn't.
That's like, but at that age, you're like, I am a slut. like.
By that age, it's like, I'm, compared to Spike, I'm like, I'm dealing with small potatoes. I'm like, damn. Like, I thought that maybe getting a mono from kissing one boy was the end of my life.
Oh, yeah. You're like, and I've committed the worst sin. Like,
yeah. And this, it's like, dang, now you have to drop out of school because you're pregnant. So, perspective, at least.
Yes.
So, yeah, I was definitely the twins. Yeah, this episode is just, it's interesting that the Spike, I guess, you know, our last episode was Spike heavy, and but it wasn't even about Spike, though. I think we've gotten so many Spike pregnancy episodes that were not about Spike recently. It's been people's dealing with Spike. I'm like, what about, what's happening with Spike and Shane? Where's Shane been? I have not seen Shane. I mean, he's awful to watch, but, like, I want to check in, you know?
Yeah. I just don't get how they I didn't realize that until you said it, how much, like, she's the center of everything, but, like, nothing is about her.
No, aside from when Spike thinks she's pregnant and it's late.
And the dinner.
And then the dinner. Everything concerning Spike's pregnancy has literally been other people commenting on her pregnancy and not anything about how is Spike doing? Like, is she okay?
That is pregnancy appropriation.
It's weird.
Like, it's fucked up. Like the fact that Caitlyn was like, I'm going to make a difference because I'm going to stand up for Spike, but I'm not going to talk to Spike. That's fucked up.
Yeah. We're in a classroom and, like, Mr. Ratch, what do you think about Spike being pregnant and kicked out? And Spike is quiet the whole time. Everyone's talking about,
like,
her. It's weird.
It is weird.
And I don't know if they were trying. I think I give Degrassi too much credit when I think that, like, maybe they're trying to make a commentary on how, like, a woman's body is not her own. And, like, she's a top topic of conversation to everyone else. But, you know, it's not it.
But
it's not it.
But in my – that's, like, kind of, like, where I have to, like – I have to dream, you know? And I have to believe that, like – like, the writers were like, if we're going to have to write these, you know, after-school specials, like, we're going to put in some subliminal messaging in there to, like, really fight the good fight, you know? So I feel like some, like, ultra-feminist was like, we're gonna make this about Spike, but it's not about Spike.
I guess. I think you're definitely more of the optimist. I feel like they just ordered a certain number of episodes per season.
That's true.
Filled it up and were like, oh yeah, Spike, I guess. Like, I guess we should mention this pregnant child that's walking around that we just see every so often just walking past with like a belly.
Like, oh my God.
She's like a pregnant ghost. Like, she's in the background, but no one talks to her.
And then they still want to kick her.
And she just passes by.
And they still want to kick her out of class, out of school. They're like, you're making too much noise. You're part of too many plot lines this year. We need to kick
Spike
you out.
Spike is like Spike is the pregnant version of. Did you ever see that horror movie Insidious? I don't like to assume for you, okay? But there's a scene, okay, listener. If you've seen it, Insidious, there's a scene where there's like a really creepy like ghost child, and at one point you just like
that's also on the other side of the basement. That's what you went to, Sadiq.
But he's like, he jumps out of a closet and just very quickly walks past the camera. No. He's like, what the fuck? And it's very quick and very scary.
That's Spike.
But I feel like that's Spike. It just like, she just quickly walks past and you're like, huh? And no one comments on it.
And then the PTA's like, get her out of here. We don't want her here.
They like exorcise her out of the school.
Yes. Oh my gosh. It all comes back.
It all comes back. Okay. But it's time for our super duper scientific objective ranking system.
All of a dollar.
And 80s Canadianness. So I'm going to say outright very 80s because of the crazy communication.
I mean, payphones.
Like,
using payphones.
There was waiting to contact someone because, like, you don't know where they are. I've never in my life not known where people were. Like, not recently because I'm like, I always know where everyone is because I can just text them and find out. So there's that, and then there's also the it's really stupid, but like Joey in that fucking window, which is like,
pure 80s. The fact that he was amazed by power windows, that is it. Because I feel like by the 90s, like the 90s, they were still like
there were still crank windows, yeah. But like they were becoming a little bit more common.
Right. But he was in shock and awe over those power windows. And the twins had some good 80s out. Oh, that's fashion. What's the other thing I was going to talk about? Scene. Oh, the movies they're watching. And like the TV they're watching at the sleepover.
Mm-hmm. Watching some good old fashioned throwback MTV, some old like 70s horror movies.
Yep.
Definitely like situated them in the 80s.
For sure.
For sure.
Maybe like an 8 or 9.
I would give him an 8.5.
Let's get 8.5.
8.5 to break views. Okay, next fashion. You said you had some fashion.
The twins had some good outfits. They had those like very like what were those like? It's like an art. Like they were arts. They were style of art where they were like the stick man figures that were always doing something, and there was always like dots and squigglies around them.
It was kind of like a Keith Haring type look.
Yeah.
Like Keith Haring had like the, I'm doing a dance, I'm doing a robot right now. Listen, yeah. You can't see me. But like he had kind of like a stick, it was not like a stick figure, but kind of like a figure person with like spots and like swiggles and stuff. It was very I know what you mean. Like a Keith Haring. Yeah.
And our listeners know what we're talking about. Because it's like. That's it's like the stick man art, yeah, with the style of the dots and squigglies. But they had, like, both of them were wearing, like, a black and white top of that kind of style where it's just, like, that kind of those bold squigglies and dots.
Very, like, geometric type of, like,
stuff. A couple cute triangles thrown in there, yeah. Yeah. And let's see what else. That's the only fashion notes I had.
Yeah, I didn't really have any. Nothing jumped out at me.
Ooh.
I think given that, I would give them like maybe a 6 because it was like
they always kind of dress that way. Like they're always very 80s dressed, so high 80s.
With the headbands and like the like little matching sweater set situations.
Yep.
Acting. I think that Snake actually did a decent job of like being very worried.
Yes. He was just like, Joey, turn off the car. That's the most paralyzing thing is when you're trying to talk to someone in a stern voice to tell them what to do and they refuse to do it. That is terrifying.
Yeah. And they're like fucking around, like, because it's when he's driving, he's still kind of like,
he takes,
she's playing around.
Oh my like, gosh. He's not, do you he, remember?
Like, you're driving your friends. Like, you could kill your friends right now.
Do you remember when he was like, he like pretended like he was taking his hands off the wheel and he was like, ah!
Yes.
Oh my god, I wanted to throw my TV. Like, oh my god. And then like Snake is like freaking out, and then Wheels is like, they're like trying to holler at the girls at the window. And then Joey's like, you're stressing me out. And then I'm like, you're not having your eyes on the road. Like, I'm constantly in fear that there's going to be like a car accident episode. Like that, because you know how they set those up. They're always like, oh, I'm distracted for a second, and then they get in a car wreck, or they get T-boned by...
Oh, yeah. I have an issue with that in movies and TV, where, like, my assumption is the same. Whenever someone's driving and they're distracted, or they look over too often to the person they're talking, I'm like, you're on a crash. And every so often, it just doesn't happen, and I'm like, then don't have them do that, because that always means, in movies and TV, a crash is coming, a la Quinn Fabre when she's texting, and that fucking truck takes her out in Glee.
Mm-hmm.
Which was really upsetting because she got fucked up by that truck.
Yep.
But then she could walk after 2 episodes. So it was okay.
So really, they were just like
very temporary paralysis.
Artie was like, oh, they're really going to revamp the ramps in this school. Now that they have 2 people in wheelchairs. And then they're like, nope, just kidding. I can walk. Ha ha ha. I'm not like Artie. It's like, that's messed up.
Oh my God. It's prom. And guess what? I can walk. Ha.
That's like, Artie must have been really hurt, man. He must have been really hurt. Like, that's really messed up. When they have an actual character in a wheelchair and then they're like, I have to deal with this really traumatizing thing. Oh, just kidding. I can walk again. Forget about it. Like,
also, she was paralyzed for such a short time. Considering how bad the impact was, because that truck was going full speed, she should have died.
Yeah.
She should have died. And then she was paralyzed and then like paralyzed for half a season and then could walk again. Like nothing happened. And I was like, wow.
Damn.
Ryan Murphy is trash.
So
given that, I would actually put the acting at maybe like a 6 as well.
I would give a 6.
It was decent.
Very, very decent. Not bad at all. And
yeah, not bad.
Archie did a pretty good job.
He sure did. And last but not least, plot. Did it go there?
No.
Yeah. You would think that the episode that also showed like Spike literally being kicked out of school because she's pregnant would be a little bit more impactful, but they made it the B plot. And it wasn't really, it just was like a thing that happened, but like not really that important, it felt.
Also, where was Caitlin fighting for Spike's right? Like,
nah, she was writing a new article about something else.
Oh my gosh, Caitlin. You were talking a big game before, but when it comes down to the nitty gritty, you can't step up.
This is when we needed you, Caitlin.
Yeah. I can't.
Yeah, so I would give the plot like
3 or 4, 5. What are you gonna say?
I like a 4.
No, let's give it 4. Yeah, let's give it a 4. Because that's the thing. Yeah, it's like there's so many bad things that could have happened and they didn't.
Yeah,
like they could have gotten a car wreck. They could have like
I know.
Totaled the car and had to explain that to the parents.
I know that would have been some drama, some heat.
Yeah,
but you know, we also had gotten a few also I guess like kind of gotten like serious-ish episodes. So
yeah, like these are the last of like the really like tame like, oh man, it didn't go there. Like we're coming to the end of them very quickly.
Yeah, next season is gonna start just getting like really dark.
Yeah,
like suddenly. But. So that leaves us with 24.5 Trapper Keepers. which, if we look at our ranking system, it's actually tied with A Helping Hand and Great Expectations. So it's about, like, middle of the road. As we said, like, this episode felt very middle of the road. It is in the literally in the middle of the pack of all the episodes at number 12.
That's pretty good.
It's just kind of like an okay episode.
I would say that.
Yeah. But yeah, listener, that was our episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Next week, we're cutting to the close of season 2. Next week, we're going to be covering season 2, episode 12, He's Back. He's Back, which I think is...
He's Back.
I know.
Oh, God.
Which, if you don't know that one, let's just say a certain sweater-loving substitute teacher is going to be returning to Degrassi, and we are going to talk about his creepy ass.
Who just happens to look like Ted Bundy.
But also wears Cosby sweaters, so two really awful people roll into one. But as always, you can follow us on our social media accounts, everybody_wants_somethingpod on Instagram, EWSpod on Twitter. I'm pretty sure it's our Twitter handle. I should tweet more. And you can find me on Instagram at @say_Smythe.
And you can also find me on Instagram at @LaurenChinaLife. And yeah.
We also would love to hear from you guys about what you've been doing during this quarantine.
Yes.
Reach out to us. Let us know what, you know, have you done anything special or different to kind of keep yourself busy, keep yourself, you know, well and mentally fit?
Yes. Have you been like...
Let us know.
Because I know for me, like, I've just been... Like, I bought the other day at the store, I got Reese's Puffs cereal. I've been just, like, eating all the things in childhood, like, to remind me of childhood that I was never able to get in childhood. But, like things in childhood that I loved or I always wanted to kind of, like, give me that comfort. So I feel like, what have you guys been, like, revisiting from your childhood, from the 80s that you, like, now that you have maybe some more free time? What have you been revisiting?
Yeah, I'd love to hear about that. And just pop in. We love to talk to you. We're all social distance out. So it'd be nice to, you know, feel a little bit closer to you guys.
Yeah.
You guys. Not in a creepy way, of course. I promise.
No.
Yeah, but thank you so much for listening. And as always, we'll catch you later, Broomheads.
Bye, Broomheads.